Good morning. This is the Sound of Life.
Hey, is this Judd?
This is Peter. How are you, man?
Good, Judd. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Thank you. I offer my apologies from the time before. I'm sorry. You left a lovely message, by the way. I really appreciate that. So thank you very much. Thank you.
No worries. Sorry to have missed you.
Well, Peter, let's just start off right off the bat and kind of hit you up and put you on the spot for a second. If you were to describe your life right now in one word, what word would it be?
That would be content.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. And that has that always been like that? Been like that for a while?
The last 5 or 6 years, I think.
Wow.
You know, obviously there's always moments we all have where, you know, that gets challenged, I guess, or different thoughts come in you know, or different situations happen, but I would say generally that's the underflowing current, yeah.
Well, you're living in the United States now. You're from Australia. That's kind of obvious. And today's the first day of autumn here, so it's the first day of spring. So that's kind of cool. You can kind of celebrate both, I guess,
That's right. Either that or as soon as it starts to get cold here, I head down south.
That's a good way to go, I'll tell you. And you've been married, like, I think 24 years or coming up on 24 years, I think.
That's correct. Coming up on 25 now. Yeah.
Oh, 25. Wow. To summer. That's pretty awesome. And I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to talk to you without mentioning the obvious, which everybody always has to talk to you about. But, and I guess, do you ever going to get to the point where you go, okay, I'm not going to talk about that past group that I was with before. Let's just move on.
No, you know, I loved my time with the Newsboys and, you know, not many musicians, a small percentage, I should say, get to do what, you know, get to play music for a living and to do what you love to do. And so I'm still appreciative of that. You know, it's not something that I take for granted. I don't think even when I started the Newsboys, I didn't have this expectation that it was going to do as well as it did. And so it's. You know, I'm glad that time is done, and I enjoyed it, and I loved it, but there's just, you know, there's new seasons, like we were just talking about, and so this is a new season for me, and it's been a new season the last 5 or 6 years. But no, I definitely don't mind talking about it. I mean, it was such a great time, and lots of great memories.
I know one thing, I heard you one time talk about your father and how he came to be a follower of Jesus, which is a pretty cool little testimony there. And your dad is a preacher, I believe.
Yeah, my dad, you know, he was very instrumental even in the early days of the Newsboys. We all stayed in my house, you know, the early members of the group. We all crashed out there, and you know, he really helped us out. And I think even in a time when it seems would be strange to this generation, but back then it was a real question of, you know, rock music and what it was,
right,
and its involvement in the church, and so my dad was really encouraging in that. I think, you know, there's a, you know, he was somebody that you know, he really stated to us that, you know, hey, listen, you know, you guys are all, whatever you believe, you're all playing the same chords. You've got to, if the song's in G, it's in G. You know what I mean? It's really the lyrics that make the difference. It's not about a beat or about a sound or, you know, there's lots of different types of sounds to get a message across, but it's really the message that makes a difference.
You're absolutely right, and I'm old enough to remember those days, and especially growing up in the South, and I loved your music, you know, and I thought the same thing, but boy, there was a lot of resistance. People were saying some nasty things about some Christian rock musicians. It was terrible, but anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's definitely a different time, and you know, yeah, but it's in the past now, I guess.
Well, we got a new season going. Now, I'm on your Facebook page, and I was looking at it, and you're quite a biker. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, like the Tour de France kind of biker. I mean motorcycle. You're quite a motorcyclist, I believe.
Well, yeah, I like to have an engine. You know, it's important. I do ride a mountain bike every now and then. I enjoy that. But, yes, I love it's just a passion of mine. It has been really since I was a kid, you know, and mainly the dual sport type of riding, which is on-road, off-road. And, yeah, I just, you know, it is a passion. I get to ride. I've ridden down the Baja, Mexico, probably at least 20 times now. Maybe go close to 20 times. So I enjoy going down there, and I love riding out west of America. And it is a passion of mine. You know, to me, a motorcycle is, at least on this earth anyway, it's just it represents freedom and adventure. And so I just love it.
Boy, you're not kidding. I mean, are you? Is that something you're doing by yourself? I'm kind of looking at some of those lonely places with your bike and the sign, and I'm thinking, you're out there all by yourself?
Yeah, I kind of enjoy that. I mean, it's a little scary sometimes, but there's also just something about that. I do ride with friends, too. I've got some good buddies that I ride with, and but if they're not available, I just usually go by myself or... It's whatever comes. But, yeah, I've been out in Mexico by myself and in different places or out in Arizona, and it can be really, you know, just obviously beautiful. And but to be out there by yourself is really, I don't know, you just there's no distractions, you know.
You got that right. That's for sure. Well, you know everybody in Nashville, and you do work with like Steve Taylor, and you do a lot of you know things. I guess you guys do a lot of things in studios with people. You play your guitar and stuff with people, and a lot of people don't really realize how busy you are. So, I mean, I guess that's a good thing to stay connected like that. All right,
it is.
Are you living now? Are you on the coast of Florida by any chance?
That's right. I'm down in northwest Florida.
Okay.
A little. It's actually kind of right around the corner. Take a hard left from Miami, and but it's a nice little spot. You know, it's still kind of close to Nashville, so I can get up there and work. I head up there in a week or so and just you know record a little bit. I have a studio down here, but most of my friends that I record with live up in Nashville, so I still get up there quite a bit, and it's a short drive from Nashville, I think I probably like it because it's one of the closest things to Australia. You know, I think when I was in the Newsboys for 22 years, we lived in Nashville, and
right.
I think deep down I missed the coast. I missed, I grew up in Australia, and most Australians live on the coast, so the first half of my life I lived right next to the water, and I think being really busy kept me, you know, kept that away, that desire away for, well, yeah, and bathed for a while, but once I finished up with the Newsboys, I just really had a desire to get back to the water.
Kind of thought that, kind of wondered about that. Well, Peter, what can we expect come Friday night, October the 2nd in Poughkeepsie? That's a pretty wild church, so you got to be kind of wild. But I think you could probably handle it.
Well, you know, I'm going to do my best. You know, I love people. I always get the question asked, you know, do you play the stuff that you wrote for the Newsboys?
Right.
Of course I do. I wrote it. You know, I love playing them songs. You know, when I go and see a band play or an artist play that's had an extensive career and had some songs, I want to hear them sing them songs. You know? I do a good chunk of them, and usually people are pretty happy with that. And I do love playing a film. I've got great musicians playing with me. I have Jared Byers, who was with Bleach and with Audio Adrenaline, and he's a fantastic drummer, and he's worth coming to see just by himself. And then Dave Kazarian, who's been with me for quite a few years now. He was with Superchick and with Audio Adrenaline. And so they're really seasoned guys. They're just the sweetest guys, and they're great, great players. And it's a fun show. It's encouraging. You know, I think it's good to get out sometimes and to be in a situation with a group of people and just to yell and sing and get involved. And you kind of, I would hope that people would leave better than when they came.
So if you're not there, you're going to really wish you were there because all your friends are going to be talking about it. You're going to go, oh, man, I knew I should have gone.
That's right. You'll hear about it, so you might as well come and experience it yourself.
That's it. Is there something about Peter Furler that really you wish we knew that we really don't know because we're always talking about you and the Newsboys or something like that?
No, I don't know. I don't think like that. I guess we discovered it. You know, my love of motorcycles was probably... You know, I have a passion for them, and I love, it's the one thing that when I'm at a show, and, you know, I can meet musicians, and I can meet, you know, people that are in the music industry, and you know, we can talk about gear and stuff.
Right.
And that's okay, but that can get kind of boring to me sometimes, and probably to them too after I get on. But it's, I love motorcycles, and so whenever I see, you know, people that, you know, whatever, I don't, whatever bike they ride or whatever type of riding they do, this all of a sudden something opens up in them, and you know, I love that. Whatever dialogue happens there is always interesting to me.
Is there something like at the concert that you'll do that we don't expect you to do?
I don't know. You know, I kind of do. Yeah, I really don't know. I think you'd have to come along and go, oh, I didn't expect him to do that. You know? Yeah. I wouldn't know myself because I'm always at him, you know. So whatever I do is always pretty expected.
Well, I hope your life is going okay, Peter. I was kind of wondering about, you know, you've had a, man, you've been so busy for so many years and things like that. So I guess you just kind of, like, take it a chunk at a time and say, okay, God, you know, what are we going to do now? What am I going to do, you know, and go along like that.
Well, I think that's how it is. You know, I think we all have that in front of us. You know, we don't know. No one has this crystal ball that we're all looking at going, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. We all take a day at a time and take each day as it comes. And I think for all of us, I think, you know, my only desire is just to do what I'm passionate about and do what I love. My wife and I, we live really simple. And, we enjoy that type of lifestyle. And but that allows us to be led places as opposed to being pulled, you know, and being tugged along and have to do something because of ambition or because of financial reasons or different things. And so I think that's, at this stage in life, it's pretty important to live that way. But, that's really it. There's no, I don't think there's anything, any big secret there. It's just, using wisdom and not being too anxious about certain things.
I think you're living that life that a lot of families probably wish they could live, you know, and they probably could if they'd work at it, but you just have to work at it and decide that's what you want to do.
It's there for all of us. It's not just for, you know, it's not just for a certain select few. It really has to be, the principles that are there are for all of us, and whatever we do in life, it's there. And a lot of times the situations that we're in are ones we got ourselves in ourselves.
So, yeah, that's right. You know, that's true.
We can also, with help, get ourselves out of them too.
There you go. Well, how can we pray for Peter Furler?
Probably for songs, I think. You know, I'm a songwriter, and that's what I love to do. And but I think, that would be the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay. All right. It's a wild day, Peter. I'm saying, you know, the Pope is at the White House. This is like Yom Kippur. It's the first day of autumn or spring, depending on where you live, and I'm talking to Peter Furler, so it's a pretty cool day, I think.
It's all on, isn't it? Today? We got a busy one.
I'm putting a check mark for today, man, I'll tell you. It was awesome. Well, Peter, I thank you. I hope to see you Friday. I know you'll be very busy and everything, but it's a pretty wild place. It really is. They really have revitalized one of those old towns. I'm not from around here, so when I came here, this is like the oldest place in the country. You know, they came across from the old world to the new world and came up the Hudson River, and they settled here a long time ago. So there's a lot of a lot of cool old things around. So you'll be part of it then. You'll be the new thing.
I can't wait to see it. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I really do. I don't do that many shows these days, and so for lots of reasons, because I did a lot in the past, and so every time I do one and I have one coming up, I just really enjoy it. I savor it now. You know, before it was kind of, it was like oncoming traffic. You know, it's more like a nice sunrise. I enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to being up there in New York again and playing, and there's always great fans, and it's always good to catch up with people that you haven't seen in a long time, or people that have, you sort of share a part of their history, and so it's fun. I enjoy it. Looking forward to it.
You're a fun guy. Thanks, Peter. I appreciate you talking to me. I feel very privileged of that. All right.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah,
I appreciate what you do, and you're making a big difference, and thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Peter. God bless you. Safe travels.
God bless you, mate.
All right.
Mate. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.